Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the Adhkar under the chapter of the virtues of making zikr. Continuing with the Adhkar that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read and recite and make after the Salah. Anil Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiallahu anhu. Anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana idha faragha min as-Salah wa sallama qal La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. Hazrat Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed the salah and he made the salam, he would say, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. What it means is there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. He is one and he has no partner. He is the sovereignty and all praise is due to him. Lahul mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sovereignty, Allah has dominion, Allah has control over everything. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, and all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua, Allahumma la mani'a lima atait, wallah none can withhold what you give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mani'a. Nobody can prevent what Allah wants to give. If Allah Pak wants to give somebody something, nobody can prevent it. La mani'a lima a'tayt, nobody that can stop. If Allah Pak wants to give somebody something, Allah wants to give somebody something, then there's nobody in the world that can stop it from reaching that person. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Wala mu'tiya lima mana'ta, and nobody can give what Allah Pak wants to prevent. Get all the doctors in the world, they want to try and give a person or help a person get cure. If Allah Pak doesn't want him to get cure, this person will never ever get cure. If Allah Pak doesn't want somebody to get children, no matter what he tries, he won't get children. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give, nobody can stop. And what Allah wants to withhold, nobody can give. You can have the best of specialists, you can have the best of doctors, you can have the best of wealth, you can have everything. But if it's something that Allah wants to withhold, then nobody can give it. And like that, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to withhold a virus, wants to withhold a sickness, wants to withhold a plague, he doesn't want a person to get it, nobody can get it. It just doesn't matter whether he goes right in the middle of thousands of people that have got that same sickness or that same virus. Allah wants to withhold it from him. He doesn't want that person to get it. That person will never ever get it. So this is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually teaching us yaqeen by this dua that he's making after salah. That Allahumma la mani'a lima atait. Allah, there's nobody that can prevent what you want to give. There's nobody that can give what you want to prevent. وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدِّ مِنْكَ الْجَدِّ. And O Allah, the influence of any person who has influence is of no avail against you. Against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person that has influence, that person that has power, that person that makes an effort, that person that has wealth, he cannot, even despite his wealth, besides his power, besides his efforts, besides his influence, despite his influence, despite his power, despite everything that this person has, his effort against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of no avail. وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدِّ مِنْكَ الْجَدِّ. It's absolutely no avail. In other words, every single thing is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even your influence, your affluence, your wealth, your money, it means nothing. Every single thing can benefit you only if Allah Pak wants it to benefit you. That money in the pocket also can help you if Allah Pak wants that money to help you. Otherwise, that money in the pocket also won't help you from what you need. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that can help. وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدِّ مِنْكَ الْجَدِّ. So what a beautiful dua. It's a dua normally we recite also in the morning so that we can learn it. We can pick up the words. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. So this was a dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite after salah. We'll do one more hadith. An Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu, annahu kana yaqulu dubra kulli salatin, hina yusallimu la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, la ilaha illallah, wa la na'budu illa iya, له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن لا إله إلا الله مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. قال ابن الزبير وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يهلل بهن دبر كل صلاة. رواه مسلم. هذا عبد الله بن الزبير رضي الله عنه. He narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say these words after every salah. After he would make salam, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. There is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is alone. He has no partner. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. For him is all dominion, all control, all kingdom is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walahul hamd, and for him is all praise. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power and might over everything. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power, there is no might, there is no strength except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. Wa la na'budu illa iya. We do not worship anybody except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahun ni'matu wa lahul fadlu wa lahul thana'ul hasan. And all blessings, all excellence and all beautiful praises only belong to him. La ilaha illallah mukhlisina lahu ad-din. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. We are totally devoted in worship to him. Walau karihal kafirun. Even if the disbelievers dislike it, we are still totally devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter what the disbelievers think. Walau karihal kafirun. Despite them not liking it, we are still devoted 100% to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What beautiful words Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read and recite after the Fard Salat. This shows us and teaches us one thing, a high level of Iman. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi would say that two things come in a person's way. They become an obstacle to a person. One is a person's shak as far as Akhirat is concerned. His doubt, he's doubting whether Akhirat is there, is it not there, is it just a myth. So this comes in a way of a person's progress. And the other thing that comes in a way of a person is shahwat, that greed all the time. That I must have this wealth, I must have this property, I must have this investment, I must have this woman, I must, whatever my nafs wants, I must have this type of food, I must have this type of luxuries. All these things are greeds. So these greeds, that the greed that comes in a person's way, and this lack of yaqeen, that akhirat is something that is very distant. And from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that akhirat was right in front. It was almost as though he was looking at a window and he's seeing akhirat right there. So this is the level of iman we must bring. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. One way of bringing this iman is we recite these du'as also after salah, pondering over the meaning. Such beautiful meanings it has, that everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person's yaqeen is of such a high level, then he won't be scared, he won't be despondent, he won't be afraid of anything. Why? He knows my life, my health, my wealth, my well-being, everything is only in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do I need to fight for every person? What do I need to fight for everything? If the person that is in control, he wants, I know that he wants good for me, then why should I worry? Because my Allah will only want that which is good for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.